Okay, we're continuing from the last tape, and it's Perek. So we're continuing from Perek Yudalet Pasuk Lamed Beis. That's 14, chapter 14, verse 32. Okay, we left off with three premises. Okay, one premise is the definition of perfection of the soul. Perfection of the soul means where I have emotion that is affecting my thinking process and I remove that emotion, that's perfecting my soul. Second thing is, we said that perfection of the soul comes before prophecy or even gaining knowledge. So perfection of the soul comes prior to that. And third principle we had is that pain, whether physical or emotional pain, is a benefit if you know how to use it. Then you will gain from the physical pain or the psychological pain. Now, there is laws of nature and hashgacha pratis. Laws of nature work on cause and effect. Okay, hashgacha pratis works on either good or evil. Or whether if I keep the Torah or not. Okay? So if I smoke, that's stupid. Okay? But if I punch you in the nose, that's evil. That's the difference between. So the evil works, in other words, is the laws of nature will affect stupid, and we also hold evil will be is affected. Has consequences in the laws of nature. But it also can, in certain situations, that if you learn the system, then then you have hashgacha pratis that God could intervene. Okay? Now, what is the difference between the laws of nature and hashgacha pratis? If a shark comes and bites off my leg, and I'm in the laws of nature, so then I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. If I'm under hashgacha pratis, then I caused that shark to come and bite off my leg. I mean, putting it in a different way, you are affecting, because of you, the laws of nature are changing. Okay, so you affected the through you, the laws of nature are affected.
What do you mean?
According to the Ramban, hashgacha pratis is not in the laws of nature. Can't be. It intervenes in the laws of nature. Let's give an example what I mean. I think it's the Rambam that uses the example. If there's a tiger coming and a tzaddik is walking and they're both going to meet in about a few minutes. So what God does is he causes a deer to come in front of the tiger, so he saves the tzaddik. But the tzaddik is the cause, because the tzaddik is on the level to affect the laws of nature, so the tzaddik affected the laws of nature. It's through God's system. God created a system where you can, where because of you, the laws of nature are affected. Because of you, the laws of nature are affected. That's what it means.
Because of you.
Yeah.
On account of you.
Yeah.
Not
you are the
that
cause.
You did it.
No, you didn't do it, but you're the cause.
Okay.
So in the laws of nature, since I have a lot of different emotions, so high probability I'm going to be hit by some of these emotions, so I'll realize that I have a problem, that I have to deal with it. Okay? But however, when if I've undone all my emotions and I have one, let's say I have one left, okay? So then, but there will not be a situation where that one will be, where that one will be come about. That situation won't come about. So God brings about the situation that you should God brings about the situation so as to perfect your soul, so he puts you in a situation that will awaken that thing. In other words, if without Hashgacha Pratis, there's a part of you that would not be perfected, and it will not be cured. Will not be cured. And so therefore, God has to put you in that situation. Or, for instance, I'll give you another example. Leaders have more problems than regular people, and they're going to hit more emotions and different emotions than you would hit. So a regular person could miss out on certain emotions that they have that they don't deal with. That if the situation came up, they would have they would recognize that they have a problem because they would see the pain. Okay? So therefore, there are certain lifestyles that bring about more pain than others, or more situations of pain, so you perfect yourself even more than the person with less pain. I'm not saying whether a person should put themselves in that situation or not. I'm only putting that down as a fact. Okay? So the thing is that let's say there's a person that lives all his life and that he has one emotion left. And God wants to help him, so then God would put him in a situation that will awaken that emotion to perfect perfect his soul. While another person that is not put in that situation would not have a perfected soul, and they don't even know it. Now we could explain the pasuk. So now we could understand the pasuk. The pasuk says that there are certain people in the laws of nature. In other words, in the law, more clarification. In the laws of nature, so it could come out three things. One is, by chance, a wicked person, a good thing could happen to him. It's the laws of nature. Okay, so something good could happen to him. That's what it means, that something good happens to a bad person. To a righteous person, in the laws of nature, something bad could happen. So then he has to know how to deal with it. Okay, so he has to have the knowledge how to deal with it. Okay? And if I'm put in a situation, well, let's leave it with those two. Okay? So the thing is, the pasuk is talking like this. In the laws of nature, there are people that really relate to God correctly. But however, when something bad happens, they don't know how to deal with it. So they start questioning God. They go out against God. That was Ziv. Okay? But however, sometimes there's no reason for their punishment, like Rabbi Akiva. So all he wanted to see, he was happy about it for a separate reason, not because it helped cure an emotion, but he wasn't sure how much it evaluated for him his knowledge, how real his relationship to God is. So in the worst situation where you're near death or you're suffering, you see, will you still trust God? That is the ultimate tzaddik. That will trust God even in the worst thing, because he recognizes that pain is a good.